every year, every season, volleyball season, before we get started, we've got to get this guy on our airwaves. He's the best around. Mr. Mike Patterson, Omaha World Herald. You see his columns a lot during the week, his ratings and different features, stuff like that. Mike, you're back once again. This is year what now at the Omaha World Herald? How many years have you been there now?
Wow. Here we go down memory lane, Rich. I almost hate to admit this, but I've been working at the World Herald since 1988.
Can you believe that? Wow.
That's a long run. And, you know, I hate to say it, but my colleague Stu Pospisil has been there even longer. He's one of the few guys who's been there longer than I have. So, yeah, we've been doing this a heck of a long time.
Yes, you have. I graduated in 87 and then went to college in 88. So just to put that in perspective there, you've done it, but you love your job. You love it. No question. Each and every year with all the high school sports, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We love it. You know what I love about the high schools, Rich, is that every year is different and new faces, and it's inevitable that some of the names that you've heard for seems like forever, some of the players that start as freshmen finally move on to college. And like I said, every season's unique and fresh, and that's what makes it really fun.
So what about this 2025 year in high school volleyball around the state intrigues you the most coming up here, Mike?
Oh, well, it's like I said, it's going to be fresh. And I think one of the things that's kind of interesting, Rich, and I've run into this a little more this season, is that there's a little more movement between where the schools were last year in the class and where they are this year in the class, because I think the D2 champion from last year is playing in D1, and the D1 champion is playing in C2, and the C2 champion's playing in C1. Sometimes it's a little difficult to keep this all straight, and I know even the coaches sometimes will send back their preview sheets, and they even have the wrong classes on there. So, yeah, I think that's going to make it even more interesting to watch and see how these teams do in the different classes.
You really don't see that in Class A and B. B's might sink down to C1 for a year or two, but otherwise it's kind of the same teams every year up the upper two grades, isn't it?
Right. Those are the two classes where you see very little movement. I guess the one school that you do see some movement, because they're right on that cusp, usually between A and B, is our friend Katie Wenz at Lincoln Pius X. So the Thunderbolts are in Class B this season. I think that's usually the more logical one for them to be in. So I expect them to have another nice season this year.
I know your rankings are coming out this week here, Mike. Best teams, you know, look for Class A. There's, I'm sure, some loaded teams back once again. Some of them are the same teams we see the year before, but who's the best of the best in Class A this year?
Right. Well, all our volleyball stuff will be in the paper and up online either later tonight or tomorrow, Rich, so people can watch for that. But Papio South, the defending Class A champion, I have a feeling they're going to be right there again this season, if not the best Class A team. Looking at the preview sheets from coaches, Papio South gets mentioned on pretty much everyone as the de facto preseason favorite. I think Marion might make a move this season. Jake Moore coached for many years at Pius X. He's at Marion. He's been there the last three or four years. And Marion, back in the old days, they were just at state and won state so many times, and they kind of fell on a little bit of hard times with volleyball and basketball. But I think Jake has a really good team this season, and I think they could be one of the ones that could challenge Papio South. And I think kind of the usual suspects like Lincoln Southwest and Elkhorn South was the Class A runner-up last year, and the Millard schools are always really good. So I think those are some of the best teams that you're going to be looking at in Class A.
You know, Class B, those teams don't back down. You have it seems like every year half your top 10 pulls A and half is B. The Norrises, the Scuts, and Waverleys and teams like that, I'm sure, are loaded for bear once again this year, aren't they?
Yeah. I think you might actually see more Class B teams in our overall top 10 than Class A teams. And usually it's about 5-5, but I think Class B overall in the top 10 when you've got Omaha Scott, who had won 9 in a row until he got beat last year by Norris. So they're going to be a little angry about that, the Skyhawks. Norris, defending champions, will be right there. Gretna is going to have a really good season. Elkhorn North, Kirsten Bernthal Booth's daughter Hayden is their setter. Waverly is always right there. Terry Newyear does a great job coaching there. And Gretna East, Mike Brandon, who was at Gretna High for many years, has that team on the move in a very short time. And I mentioned Pius. I think they're going to be in that mix, and Bennington. So, yeah, I think Class B is right there with Class A this year as far as very high-level volleyball.
Minden, of course, was so good last year in Class C1, but I think Coach Rathcutt lost a lot of those. The senior-heavy team, I'm sure they've got a lot of those kids have practiced against those other ones, but maybe fall off a little bit. But I'm sure the Whippets will still be a good team this year. Maybe just not a state championship-type good, but they'll still be good.
Yep, I agree. Unfortunately for Minden, look who's moving into Class C1 again. It's Lincoln Lutheran, and we all know how really good they are. Minden, like you said, graduated a lot of great players. I'm sure a lot of coaches aren't unhappy to see Maddie Camry finally move on. Great player for the Whippets. I think Milford is going to be one of the top teams in Class C1. That Shayla Rautenberg is the daughter of former Husker volleyball player Lisa Reitzma. Huskers are already trying to recruit her along with several other schools. So, I think Milford could be right there. You know, Wahoo Newman. And, you know, Columbus SCOTUS is always in that mix too. So, Kearney Catholic, I can't forget about them, the Stars. So, C1, always one of the most competitive classes, as we both know, Rich.
So Lincoln Lutheran moves up. So who C2 is going to have a new champion this year. Who moves in that favorite list this year?
Yeah, difficult. I think that really opens up Class C2. As I mentioned, didn't say him by name, but Superior was the D1 champion last year, and they're moving up to C2. So I'm going to have them as one of the top teams in C2. They've got a player named Reagan Myers who led the state. She actually set an all-class state record in kills last year. It was about 840. That's a lot of swings, Rich. Mm-hmm. But Superior will be one of the top teams. I think Norfolk Catholic, Thayer Central, St. Cecilia is always right there. Crofton's always good in whatever sport you're talking about. So, I really see with Lincoln Lutheran moving out of Class C2, I really see that as one of the more wide-open classes this year.
I know you touched on Class D1. We got a couple of our schools around here, either D1 or D2. Of course, Southwest had a great season last year, making it to a state tournament. Cambridge, once again, I do believe – trying to think. I think Coach Carpenter, her team are D2 this year, so that's kind of been going back and forth a little bit as well. So two of the teams out west here in our neck of the woods that should be in the thick of things, you would think, again this year.
Yep. I hear good things about that Southwest coach, so I think she's going to have another really good team this year. I think D1 really got tougher with Shelton and Overton. Shelton, the defending champion, and Overton, really good too, moving up to Class D1. Exeter Milligan, probably going to be right there. I think that's the team that beat Southwest at state last year. Howells Dodge, Hardington Central Catholic, Elgin Pope John, Central Valley. You mentioned Cambridge. They are in Class D2 this year, Rich. Like I said, it's a little tough sometimes to keep these teams straight because they a little bit of movement there. But, I think the Rough Riders, even though D1, in my mind, got a lot tougher with Shelton and Overton moving in. I think the Rough Riders could have another really good season, even though, like a lot of these other teams, they did graduate some really good players. But they've got some really good ones coming back.
I can't forget Maywood Hayes Center out west. Maywood Hayes Center won, I think, 23, 24 games last year, matches last year, and they've got some kids come back. So just when that RPAC conference teams, the kind of the top three that come to mind. So So then D1 loses, or D2 loses their champion. Then in D2, the domino effect, who's a favorite there in D2 this year?
I think D2 is like C2, Rich. It's kind of wide open because the champ moved out of there. So you've got some regulars there like Fall City, Sacred Heart, and BDS. And you mentioned Cambridge. I think they're going to be right in the mix. I think Dundee County Stratton is going to be one of the better teams. Why not? They seem to make it at state in every year in every sport. So also I'll throw O'Neill St. Mary's in there. So, but yeah, having the champion Shelton move out of there, I think that opens up D2 for a lot of different teams.
I'm sure you've made your schedule already, Mike, right there, of all the big games and tournaments here for the first, maybe for the entire season. You've made that schedule out, and you got some big tournaments to go to, I'm sure, to watch.
Oh, yeah. You know, later in the season, we'll get into the conference tournaments. But the big one, at least around these parts, the Bellevue West Invitational to open the season, it's almost, I kind of think of NASCAR and the Daytona 500 starting up the NASCAR season, and the Bellevue West Invitational always draws most of the top teams from Class A and Class B, and even from Southwest Iowa, some of those teams come over. So Scud will be there, Papio South will be there. It's just a great tournament. I think a lot of the coaches really love to see that very competitive tournament to open up the season, gives them a real sense of where their team stands and what they really need to work on moving forward.
And you mentioned earlier there's some good players that are going to get recruited by all the top schools in the country. I'm sure you're going to keep an eye on a lot of those kids as well.
Right. That's always one of the better read stories that we do, kind of the players to watch. We had our Super Six in the paper a week or two ago. That's just six of the top seniors. But, I think we had something about there's 70, 71 Division I players that have come from the Nebraska ranks. So, I mean, that just speaks of the great volleyball being played here in Nebraska at every level, Rich, and really at every university, every high school. And we are the volleyball state, as they say, and, you know, I don't think anybody can debate that. It's just it's going to be another great season with a lot of great players, and, you know, it all starts up Thursday.
Yep, the Division I schools, the Division IIs, the NAIA schools, all around the state from the Panhandle out east. Boy, the college volleyball is pretty fun to watch too, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to the high school coaches that coach these players up so that they're ready to compete at really the highest collegiate levels and, as you said, kind of every college level. And I don't see that changing in the future. I mean, volleyball has just taken off as a sport unbelievably in the last 5, 10, 15 years. And, you know, when you play it at such a tremendous level at the high school level, and even before that, there's just a lot of grade school girls that get into volleyball very early, and then that makes them even better once they get to high school and better when they get to college. So I don't really see this upward trend changing anytime in the near future, Rich.
Mike, you do a great job. We're going to follow you on the Omaha World Herald, the website, of course, Prep Zone. You're all over social media as well each and every day, aren't you?
Yep. Yep. It's hard to avoid us, and that's the way we like it, Rich. So, hopefully people will read us, see us online, and whatever they can. And, you know, like I said, Stu and I have been doing this a long time, and we feel like we've made a lot of connections over the years, and we can just do a great job of covering the high schools again this season.
Mike, outstanding job as always, sir. Always great to talk to you. We will see you down the line, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Rich.